Hi, I'm Saul. I am here to answer your questions about your labor rights and COVID-19. Keep up to date. Learn about this week's top health news stories. 1. Effective April 11th, the U.S. government has extended the COVID-19 vaccination requirement for international visitors traveling to the U.S. by air through May 11, 2023. The requirements also remain in effect for people traveling by land until further notice. For the time being, non-citizen non-immigrant visitors, including tourists and seasonal workers traveling with work visas like H-2 and TN, must continue to show proof of acceptable COVID-19 vaccination to board their flights. 2. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration, FDA, is expected to authorize a second bivalent booster of the COVID-19 vaccine for adults 65 years and older, who received their bivalent booster at least 4 months ago, and for immunocompromised individuals who received their last bivalent booster at least 2 months ago. Don't miss the opportunity to prevent COVID. Make sure your loved ones have their full vaccinations and boosters against COVID-19. Find vaccines near you at vaccines.gov. 3. On Monday, April 10, President Biden signed a resolution into law, ending the national emergency related to the COVID-19 pandemic in the United States. Although this law affects health providers, the public health emergency, which provides resources such as free vaccines, tests and treatments, will remain in effect until May 11. If you have any questions about your labor rights in the United States and COVID-19, I can give you information at covid-chat.org.